Sandra Gamage is preparing for a busy month of June. As a lead for operations, engagement and volunteer management for three neighborhood associations in Cambridge and with Neighborhood Day fast approaching, she's putting the final touches on several community events. In June every year, many of the neighborhood associations hold events to commemorate Neighborhood or Neighbors Day, Gamage said. These events are important for the neighborhoods as they promote better community connection and cohesion, allow community members to gather together in a safe, social, fun environment and generally offer a great opportunity to bring neighbors together. Preston Heights Community Group is hosting a movie night on June 9 at 350 Linden Drive. Food trucks and games will kick off the evening at 7 p.m. with the movie beginning at dusk. The next day on June 10 at 116 Rouse Avenue, Greenway Chaplin Community Center will put on their annual street party from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Interactive Inflatables, a performance by Eric Traplin. Food and games are just a few of the offerings residents can get out and enjoy. That same day, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., Silver Heights Neighborhood Association is hosting a similar party with games, vendors, crafts and live music at 15 Baldwin Drive. Allison Neighborhood Community Center and the Hespler Village Neighborhood Association will be welcoming the community to its events on June 3 at Soper Park from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Hespler Arena from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. while Fiddlesticks Community Center's celebration will be June 10 from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 71 Cowan Boulevard. Gamage is encouraging people take the time to come out and see the work that's being done to build stronger communities within the city. We hope the community has a chance to come together and enjoy a few hours with neighbors, meet some new faces and connect with and learn about offerings provided by their local neighborhood association, she said. We're most looking forward to connecting with our neighbors, meeting new faces and reconnecting with old ones. Another goal of the day is educating people about the role of neighborhood associations, something Gamage feels isn't fully understood. The neighborhood associations play a bigger role in community connection than many people realize, she said. If there aren't enough opportunities to get to know your neighbors, or if you're not quite sure what's happening in your community or how to get involved, that's where the neighborhood associations come in. Through free and affordable programming, services, events and support, the neighborhood organizations make it easier for people to come together and connect. For more information on Cambridge's neighborhood associations, visit cambridge.ca.